All right, it's Thursday, the lunchtime social debate. Although we're not having a debate today, we're going to go back in our minds and think, where are they now? That's what we're going to do. Have you ever wondered where a certain person has disappeared to? You know, you've been watching a soap and all of a sudden they go and then and you don't see them on the television, they don't have a hit or whatever. And this came off the back of Monday. Brandon came in and Monday morning we were listening to Dominic Cole, his breakfast show, and he's hilarious, by the way.
Yes.
He started playing Duffy and Mercy.
Yeah.
And we suddenly thought, whatever happened to her? Whatever happened to, you know, to Duffy? So, did you find out? We should point out that we've been joined in the studio by Tozin.
Look. You're too good. But, oh.
Yeah. You're loving this, aren't you?
You can't play this song and expect them to sing along.
No, it was of its day. I mean, what are we talking, 2007, something like that?
Yeah.
2007, 2008, which we'll check out the details in a mo. It was
We had the black and white video. The guy had his legs on fire, doing all the dance stuff and all that.
And she looked like Orville. Do you remember? Picture in your mind.
I always thought Billy Piper looked a lot like Duffy, and Duffy looked like Billy Piper.
No, I tell you who Billy Piper looks like. She looks like one of the banana splits with the teeth. You have a look. Bingo. I think it's Bingo. You do it. We do a search later on. Honestly, Billy Piper, Bingo. You know exactly what I mean.
But I know what you mean. Yeah.
Duffy looks like she does look like Orville, but she had a brilliant album.
Yeah. Rock Fairy.
And it was a really, really classy album. And she came back about a couple of years later with Mercy, 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 I think. And it was there was something else. Well, Well, Well.
Oh yeah.
And it was a hit, but the album was a bit of a flop, and she hasn't reproduced the success she had with the first album. Mm. But it just got us thinking, okay, this woman has disappeared off the face. She's a Welsh lady, isn't she?
Yeah, she's got a beautiful voice as well.
She's in a movie that's coming out this year. So she's turned her hand to acting. So she's not she's still around.
So she's turning into a Billy Piper, pretty much.
Well, yeah, without the teeth.
Yeah, but having said that, because I did wonder this a couple of weeks back and just checked up to see what was up with Duffy, and apparently with all the hoopla around her first album, she wasn't quite happy with it. She was kind of like, she was actually talking about quitting the music business. I think the second album, it sounds like her heart wasn't really in it, even though, and I know she's doing acting stuff, but there is a third album that she's got waiting to be released. Probably after the film comes on and people realise who she is again, then they'll release it then.
Yeah, so the popularity will still be in.
Yeah. I was just going to say all of that, and you just stole them on my fire. She dated Welsh international rugby star Mike Phillips. I don't know whether she's still going out with him or not, but October the 3rd, Duffy escaped from a fire in a rented penthouse apartment in which she was living in London. And she's in a film, Secret Love, it's called, and she's playing the lead role. Lead role is Mel. So she's turned her hand to acting, and that's where you'll see Duffy. But you're absolutely right, she's got some stuff that she's already done, and maybe after the film she'll re-release it, and she'll be back on our TV screens and on stages up and down the country. So there you go. If you ever wonder what happened to Duffy, any more?
I have a couple here. Like, they ain't big names, obviously, but Hadaway.
Hadaway.
What happened to Hadaway? He, you know.
What is love?
Yeah.
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
Yeah, he just disappeared, didn't he? Yeah, that was his big, big song as well.
I was going to have this queued up, but I don't need to. Do I? Now, was he German or Swedish?
I thought it was Norwegian.
Yeah.
Hadaway.
Because at the beginning of '90s, they were actually called, there was like, Norway seemed to have this weird conveyor belt of people who just came out and did Europop hits.
Near the Netherlands kind of area, that whole region, just they moved up and became famous.
It's kind of because they had Two Unlimited as well. Two Unlimited with a no, no,
we got to
no,
look up
no,
them
no,
as well.
No,
Two Unlimited,
no,
yeah.
No, 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 no.
No, no.
There's no limit.
You sounded like my wife then. No, 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 no. Let's deal with Hadaway first. Hadaway, Nesta Alexander Hadaway. He's just had his 50th birthday. He's a Trinidadian. You go on.
Trinidadian.
Yeah. Trinidadian stroke German singer. So he's from Germany as well. Oh. What is he doing now? He's had hit after hit. I mean, he's huge across Europe.
I'm not surprised about that.
Yeah. Last album and the album before that, and the album before that. And the album before that, so he hasn't had a hit since then. since What Is Love?
What Is Love?
There was a couple of other minor hits from the same album, but all the other albums have sensationally flopped.
But let's be honest, he could probably live off that song for the rest of his life.
That
song is not going to ever stop being played.
No, you're absolutely right, and it was such a good song. You go to any wedding, and that would be great. Hadaway now lives in Austria. And also has a home in Germany, so that's what he's. Would it be fair to say he's retired? No, in 2012, Hadaway released the single "Up and Up," which went down and down. it was a top 20 dance hit in the United States. So he's still around and still doing stuff, and he is at the grand old age of 50. Two Unlimited, let's check them out. And what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, because this is the weird thing about Europop, because a lot of these guys, they actually before we find out about them in the UK, they are successful all across Europe. And then it's just this one song that crosses over into the UK, and to us, they go away. But then they just carry on doing what they've been doing and making money where they've been making it before for ages. So it's like Snap. Snap, who did like, "I Got the Power." Dun, dun, dun. Like, it seems like they've gone away. But
yeah.
I looked them up recently. They're like making music all across the place. They're being played in like America. They're being played all over Europe. And they essentially, it's like they don't need us. They're probably sitting there thinking, whatever happened to the UK? I haven't heard about those guys never mind. Yeah, we had fun with them in the 90s.
They're a good party goers then.
That's a great way of looking at it, isn't it?
Yeah, because
turn it around.
A lot of them are still going. I think it's probably more the British guys who we don't know where they are. Then that's probably where it is, because they probably aren't making money all across Europe with Europop and stuff like that.
That or America.
Oh yeah, that. They're Americans. But the funny thing is that it's a lot of these that you think where they now, it tends to be in music.
Yeah.
It tends to be in music because you have the one-hit wonder. I can't really think of like TV shows or films where somebody comes up and does like one-hit thing and then disappears or business.
Go on, I was just going to try and find this record and it just won't play for some reason on YouTube.
Here
we go.
Or is this Too Unlimited?
Too Unlimited, yeah. Yeah, that's the bit that you remember.
I remember this. Yeah,
the wife kicks in a minute. Yeah, I say yeah. She says no, 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 no.
Oh my god, this does sound old. Sounds like someone's got a little keyboard and they just sat there pressing the same button and changing it every.
Any ideas what year?
19, isn't it?
I'm going to go with 93.
I'd say 94.
Yeah, no, it's 91.
Oh!
It's 91, so we're talking 24 years ago. Are we 24 years? It is 24 years ago. And where did they hail from?
No, they were definitely Danish, or they were Scandinavian at least.
I thought I read somewhere they were Belgian producers. I thought they were Dutch. Belgian producers, Jean-Paul de Costa and Phil Wild, that very famous Phil Wild Belgian fellow. Let's have a. There's been many formations over the years, but let's see what they're actually up to now. They are on the comeback tour. They're still going. Crikey, they look old. July 12th, 2012, it was announced that Ray and Anita will be working again with the Belgian producer De Costa under the name Too Unlimited. Ray and Anita performed their first full concert as Two Unlimited with the band at Antwerp's Sports Palais in Belgium. The duo will be releasing remixed versions of Get Ready For This, and they did this in 2013. In 2014, Two Unlimited gave concerts at 10 festivals. Together made up the Acceleration 2014, which combined top-class car and bike racing and music entertainment. There you go. You know when you're on a commercial that you're on the slide. but they are still going. So, anybody... I tell you what happened. Can you just describe what happened this morning when you turned up at the radio station from the moment you opened the door and walked in? Can you tell me?
The music god came into me and I just had to dance because Dominic Cole has a brilliant taste of music. Like, the music is that kind of... You listen to the morning show and it's songs that are popular or were popular... And you forget about them because you hear so many new songs, you know, constantly being played on the radio. So I can't remember the song exactly, but it was the word I should use is banging. It was banging.
It was banging. Okay. Do you want me to refresh your memory?
Please do. I forgot the name. You say the name, I'll remember it off.
Just here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mumble number 5.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that was it, yeah.
Tosin don't like this one. Well, he'd be dancing by now. He'd be...
No, it's okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna...
All right, so that's...
I'm tapping already.
Lou Bega.
That was it.
Yeah, Lou Bega. Real name, David Lou Bega. That sounds a bit like he's ill, doesn't it? It sounds like an illness. Oh, I've got a touch.
Lumbago.
I've got Lou Bega. What have you got? Okay, he was another fellow that was born in Munich, Germany. He is of Italian and Ugandan descent. His mother is from Sicily in southern Italy, and his father is Ugandan. His father, Charles, went to Germany in 1972 to study biology. Where is he now, though? Because, I say, at the age of 13, he founded a hip-hop group with two other boys, and they just called him Bega and his friends. He had a hit in 1999, which was from an album, A Little Bit of Mambo. He's been around the world. What's he up to now? He's still going. I mean, the last song album he had out was Give It Up 2013, and he has appeared on numerous shows, Grammy Awards and the like. And Bega's fifth studio album, A Little Bit of the 1980s, was out in 2013, and it starred, or he did covers of Smooth Operator. Do you know what? I fancy going out and buying this now. Sade, also the Pointer Sisters, I'm So Excited, and also Neil Diamond. And he teams up with Neil Diamond and does Karma Chameleon. Now, that's worth a buy in itself, isn't it?
You know, Neil Diamond.
Lou Bega teams up with...
You said Sisters there, or Scissors, didn't you? Yeah. Remember Scissor Sisters?
The Scissor Sisters and the Pointer Sisters, yeah. All right, well,
came to my head then when you said that. Scissor Sisters. Right.
Sisters. Oh, no, they're still well active.
I don't know the tune.
Don't feel like dancing when the old Joanna plays. My heart can take a chance, but my two feet can find a way. You think that I could wrestle up a list of soft shoes, then you'll swear. I don't feel like dancing, no sir, no dancing today. Don't feel like dancing.
That one, those guys, right?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
They used to have the weirdest fashion because when I was younger, I remember the advert of them dancing. They had like suspenders on and stuff while they were dancing. I was like, what is this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The lead singer, Jake.
Yeah.
But then they're still very active in writing songs for.
Yeah.
I think if you look for them, you'll probably find that they've written a lot of songs that have been in the charts recently.
Yeah.
They just haven't done like their own album because the main guy is Jake. He's done a lot of stuff with Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
So last year when she was on The Voice, he actually came on and helped her out as one of her celebrity friends and all that kind of stuff. So Sisters, they've always been active behind the scenes and in front as well. So they're the kind of people like Pharrell Williams. You know, he went away for a couple of years. You didn't really see him, and then all of a sudden, he just came back with Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Sisters are a bit like that.
And what a song!
happy.
Do you think?
Where's that Pharrell Williams guy? I haven't seen him for the last year.
Yeah, absolutely. People are going to ask that. You're absolutely right about what they're doing. They're doing a lot of stuff, and they've done some music for movies as well. So they're still out there, and they did actually play the Isle of Wight, didn't they? They came down to Bestival. Probably about 7, 8, 9 years ago, and they were absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, that was one about their heyday.
Their last album was out, was called Magic Hour, which was 3 years ago, which I'm guessing it might have been a greatest hits. But we are due some new stuff from them, but I've just been looking on their website, and there's nothing there so far that catches the eye.
Because they did Filthy Gorgeous as well, though.
Because you're filthy!
That was it,
they
were
brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Because you're filthy. George, there's no need for me to queue up the music. I knew there was a reason why we asked you to stay on. Should we take a call? Because I would imagine there's somebody out there that wants to know where are they now. Hi, who's this?
Hello, mate.
Hello, Keith.
I'm a lot better, thank you.
Good. I'm glad.
Jocelyn Brown.
Somebody else's guy.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Jocelyn Brown.
Yeah, where around her?
I don't know. Did you?
I actually saw her once. First, it must have been 1997, and she played at, I think it was called Power in the Park down in Southampton Common.
Yeah.
And she's still at it, mate, you know, voice-wise, but my God, she looked absolutely, not being horrible to the woman, but she was massive, and she looked old.
Well, she's 64 now.
Is she
so,
really?
So yeah. It's understandable.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of.
My God, yeah. Because who else on the bill was St. Etienne.
Oh, right, yeah.
They were brilliant as well, mate.
And when was this?
This must have been 1997.
Oh, crikey, so we're going back almost 20 years then.
Yeah, crikey, it must have been, yeah. Because they were big up in, what was the name of that Irish girl band? They said they were going to be the next Spice Girls.
Bewitched.
Bewitched.
That's the ones.
Yeah,
they were there.
Weren't they related to? There's a link to.
Two of them were twins, and they were brothers of somebody in Boyzone.
Boyzone, right?
Oh, right.
Oh, no, they were sisters. Sisters or something.
Yeah, because they kept big up and saying, "Oh, this is the new Spice Girl. And these are Spice Girls or something." And
whatever happened to Bewitched?
Yeah, whatever happened to Bewitched?
No one knows because they don't know how to spell it because they had that stupid little asterisk.
Yeah, it didn't have no E in it, did it? It's just B apostrophe Witched, wasn't it?
I think more to the point is nobody cares.
Well, exactly, yeah.
Another thing. I'm silly now because I've just written it down. I cared.
Going back to the 90s, you're on about stuff that was bigger than the 90s, like Too Untalented and all this, that, and the other.
Too Untalented.
Yeah. Do you remember that bit we had with Scatman John?
Crikey. It's like being on an episode of Britain's Got Talent the other day.
Yeah, but it was good.
Are you listening, Simon? Yeah, Scatman Crothers.
That's him. Yeah, was it Scatman Crothers?
Yeah, it's Crothers. I think that was his full name.
All right, let's just deal with Jocelyn Brown, and then we come back to Scatman John.
Somebody else.
Big hit. Do you remember the first time she had a big hit in this country? Go on, have a stab at the year.
It's got to be in the '80s.
Yeah, go on.
82.
84, close.
84.
In 2011, she returned to British reality TV, appearing in the second series of Pop Star to Opera Star, but was voted out in week two of the show. And in the second of two heats after being sent home by the judging panel, after being in the bottom two of the public phone vote, Jocelyn sang a gypsy song from the musical Carmen, well known for its accomplishment. Basically, since that show, she's not been on anything.
But I didn't realise she was that old.
She is still around at 64.
Good for her.
Where's she from? Is she British or American?
She is from North Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. Jocelyn Loretta Brown. So, what was the other one? Scatman John. Yeah, Scatman. Is that your real name? What do you reckon his real name? Does anybody know what his real name is?
No, I ain't got a clue. I'd say he was American, though, isn't he?
He is. Yeah.
He's been in films.
Has he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, his real name is John.
It'd be
really good if his name was Bill, wouldn't it? I don't know, my name's Bill, actually. John Paul Larkin is his name.
Oh, where did I get Crothers?
And,
Scatman Crothers, he was in, wasn't he, The Shining?
Oh, the movie with Jack Nicholson.
That's it, I'm sure he was Tozen, wasn't he? He was the butler bloke or something, wasn't he?
No, I wouldn't be surprised. He showed up as weird people in weird films.
He was in Roots as well, I think.
Do you know what? He was Scatman John, right?
Yeah.
He had a big hit in 1994 with Ski Bat Bop Bib Bop Dib Bop, not what he was trying to sing just now. And then he came back a year later with another hit, which was called Scatman's World.
That's it.
Which I'm pretty sure it was Ski Babop 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 backwards. And he had a hit with it. But sadly, he's no longer with us.
Oh, how old was he?
He was, he weren't very old. 1999, he would have been 57. They go into a massive amount of detail. He was cremated and his ashes were scattered at sea near Malibu in California. So that's where he is now.
So that's where he is, yeah.
He's spreading the scat everywhere.
He got scattered.
He's going to the oceans in a scuba diving suit.
That man got scattered, mate.
You just hear the
that's
songs.
Funny. That's gag of the day, that is. That's gag of the day, no doubt.
Yeah, but there was another one was that German band Scooter, wasn't it?
I mean, I was hoping. Oh no, it was Scatman's World. I was queuing up the shabba dabba dabba. What was it?
Shibabababababob.
Babababababob. That was the understandable bit. There we are.
I'm a Scatman. do you know what?
But they used to go mad, Ian, didn't they? They used to dance around all over the floor, all over the place, didn't they?
You had to have the Scat Man. Good Scat Man, mate.
Yeah, also the other German band, wasn't it? Scooter.
Scooter. Oh, Scooter, yeah.
I don't remember Scooter.
Yeah, because Chris Moyles did a Mickey take, didn't he, called Moped. Do you remember that?
No.
Scooter.
Morty, Vicar.
I think Scooter did like one. They had like one album. I remember my roommates when I was in boarding school. He used to play it all the time.
Yeah, that's totally real.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, it was a live album that they had. They had some of this, and everything they did was really, really high pitched as well.
Right.
Yeah, they were German, weren't they, Chosen?
Oh, Scooter. Yeah. I think that they were. I think they were. Yeah.
They definitely sounded that way, didn't they?
Yeah. And they did a version of Supertramp song.
That's right.
Yeah, they did a version that was like, when I was young, everything was so magical. Yeah, the logical song.
I remember that.
Yeah, Scooter did a version of it, but they made it all happy. Like, when I was young, everything was so magical.
Ian, if you get a chance to hit YouTube and type in their Moped by Chris Moyles and hear that, it's hilarious.
Okay, I'll do that. Any more, John?
Yeah,
any more?
I'm just trying to think. What I never forgive the Scissor Sisters for was doing their version of Comfortably Numb.
Oh, yeah, they did do
that
a thing.
That was an absolute mess. It should never have been released.
I'm not even sure I know the original.
Pink Floyd, wasn't it?
Comfortably Numb was kind of a mellow sort of tune, and they took it and made it into... But well, they made it into a funky dance tune, didn't they?
Yeah.
It didn't work.
It should have been left well alone.
In actual fact, can you actually tell that it's the same song?
Only by the lyrics.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you're right about the Scatman. I was getting my Scatmans mixed up.
Oh, right, yeah, Scatman Crothers.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Ah, right, yeah. But, he must be dead and gone. He must be scattered.
Yeah,
well.
yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. Scooter, yeah, well, I suppose there is... remember when Charlotte Church went all funky?
Oh, yeah, Charlotte Church, when she was big. She used to be really big in the day.
Well, she came out as obviously 11-year-old singer.
Mm-hmm. 2001. And she was classical. She was really big in the charts, wasn't she?
Probably. Yeah, well, that was mainly because she did all this stuff in the classical stuff, and she did all the classical stuff that led up, and people knew her for that.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she decided to switch and become this pop princess.
Yeah, pop princess.
Yeah.
She then became like a model-y kind of thing, and then
and she had her own TV show.
Yeah. And then it just disappeared.
Well, I think she's busy trying to being a mother.
When you say it just disappeared, I mean
just all of it, just all of her just disappeared. Her hotness disappeared.
In 2012, Charlotte Church accepted £600,000 in damages and costs in settlement of a lawsuit arising.
News of the world, tapping.
Yeah, that's probably what she's been most remembered for in the last couple of years.
Wow.
Sadly.
Well, the thing is, I actually think.
Another one from 92, 93 was. What they call? Was it Two Non Blondes?
The name sounds familiar.
It was Four.
Four non-blondes.
Four non-blondes.
Yeah, well, they split up, didn't they?
Oh, do you know, wouldn't it be apt if say, there was only two now that was alive? I mean, we'll check it out, shall we?
Yeah. All right, mate, anyway, you guys have a nice weekend.
And you. Thanks for being there, Keith.
Cheers, then.
Cheers, now. Bye.
Bye.
Shall we check out Four Non-Blondes now?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can find them. Four
But on the on the Charlotte Church thing, I actually think... I have a little bit of respect for her because I think that she's just essentially taking time out to be a mum.
Yeah.
And she's made enough money. She doesn't need to be, like, constantly being in her face. And I personally have respect for anybody who takes some time out.
Yeah, people respect their family, not their career.
Well, yeah, because...
I mean, the career is... Well, she's got a good career. She's got enough money. She doesn't need more, you know.
There's some people who you feel just can't... They can't live without being in front of you.
Yeah.
They can't live without being in your face all the whole time. Like, no, look at me! Look at me! Look at me!
That was like... what was her name? When she came back into... fame and she had to make herself look absolutely disgusting. What was her name? Miley Cyrus.
Oh, good
yeah.
Lord.
She only did that for the publicity and it worked. That's the silly thing is that it worked.
Don't talk to me about Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, disgusting.
She was, all right, guys, all right. Yeah, all heavy and uncool.
Uncool.
No. Hey, people can have their lives and they can do what they want to do with them. I'm not going to hold anybody back from doing that, but that doesn't mean I have to like it.
Okay, look, let's just Charlotte Church. I think she was the ultimate child singer. She sang in the White House, didn't she? I think she sang for the then Prime Minister, or man of American guy, which would have been the guy that had
George W. Bush. Mr. Bush.
Would it have been him or would it have been the other guy that had a problem with someone else's dress?
Clinton.
Yeah.
Now Charlotte Church isn't that old, is she?
Yeah, now
she
Bill must, Clinton. Wasn't Clinton.
No, it would have been Bush. It would have been W. Bush. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll check that out. First of all, Four Non-Blondes, they're still going. They haven't had a hit since the song that they had out, What's Up, which was out. But in May... 2004, only a year ago, they were reunited because they split up for a small concert at a fundraiser, and this happened in America, but nothing else has been a hit since then. And one of them actually did die in 1997 due to a drug overdose. They even go into the details of buried in Utah, which is probably taking it to the extreme. So they were in fact three non-blondes at some point. So what was the other one? Charlotte Church. We're talking about Charlotte Church. And what are we arguing about or debating?
Oh, which American president she sang for in the White House.
Yeah. Ah, right. Okay. Let's
Shakespeare Sisters.
Yeah, Shakespeare. Oh, yeah,
Shakespeare Sisters. They had that brilliant song Stay. Ah, I love that song.
And one of them was in Bananarama. Do you remember?
Yeah, I thought that was the case. That one, because Bananarama has had probably about 7 different members over the years, or something like that. Even though there's only ever 3 of them at any one point in time.
Sorry, I'm just looking at Charlotte Church here. There's obviously some pictures here of Charlotte Church. With not very much on. And I've got to say, she's an absolutely beautiful woman. She really is.
That's what I meant when she lost her hotness.
Well, she's not lost her hotness here, my boy. I can tell you that much.
How old is that picture?
I don't know, but she's 28. She comes from Cardiff, and she's celebrating the birthday on the 21st of February. I might send her a card.
I might send her something to put on, actually. Because that picture, whatever picture you're looking at, I can see it. I don't want to. But whatever picture you're looking at, it's probably from when she started doing her whole pop princess thing.
Yeah.
It's probably from...
Is she wearing a yellow dress?
Probably from the early 2000s.
She's not. She's kind of wearing a yellowy dress. Yeah.
Yeah. Is her back showing?
No, not the back. No, definitely not.
Ah, nice.
Very attractive lady. Voice of an Angel, ex-child star, Charlotte Church.
Welcome
recently,
to FHM on your radio. Using your imagination.
She recently admitted her millions have dried up. And she would have to work for the rest of her life. Well, join the club, love. Join the club. Now, what else have... just going to scroll down and see what she's up to now. She's doing a bit of acting. She's given her support for the Welsh independence, for the United Kingdom.
That's a thing.
I'm just... What are we... Oh, yes, it was... she was singing for an American president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would probably be in the... If it's Wikipedia, it would probably be in the early section of early life or early career. Charlotte Church, ages 11 to 16.
Yeah. Doesn't actually say. She's Roman Catholic.
I think I should...
got anything to do with it.
I'm going to campaign to become the voice of Wikipedia.
Yeah, I think you should.
It's the voice of Wikipedia.
You got many voices.
This is the voice of Wikipedia. Early life. Charlotte Church was born in Wales.
So Wikipedia sounds like a very deep, kind of burly person. While you've got Google, it's kind of like, right, I suggest that you do, yeah. It'd actually be a woman, wouldn't it? It'd be a woman. I think you mean this. No, I meant this.
No, but that's the voice of Google. On, like when you have an Android phone and go on Google Now.
Yeah,
like
it is. It's a woman.
It's like, did you mean...
You're good at that.
What's eBay like then?
Because you said when we first talked about this off air, you came up with this fellow, didn't you?
Kevin Little, yeah. Brilliant song. This takes me back to university. Love that song.
Do you know, it's like having him in the studio. Yeah. Really, that's Kevin. Is it Kevin Little?
Little. It's pronounced Little. Yeah.
And he had a massive hit with that. Have a guess. All around the world. What year?
Oh, that would have been like 2002.
2003, so almost there. Hit in Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland. The UK, it made number 2. And in the States, it made number 4. And then after that, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Really?
Absolutely nothing. And do you know what he's doing now? It just says here that...
he's still alive, right?
He's still alive, yeah. He's Little released Anywhere, a collaboration single with Flo Rida in 2001, followed by Nobody Like You, which was accompanied by a remix. His third studio album, I Love Carnival, was released in 2012. It was a big, big flop. And he then had a single release of 2013, which failed to make the charts just about anywhere, from what I can make here. Wow. Nothing at all. He lives in Florida and is married to Dr. Jacqueline James, whom he has a son. How old do you think he is?
Kevin Little.
9.
I'm going to go with 42.
He's 38.
He's 9.
And he's gone into semi-retirement by the sounds of it. His old doctor's keeping him. So anybody else? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back with a load more. We haven't touched the soaps yet. Are you a soap fan?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't do soaps.
All right. It's just me then. Stick around.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
The Hair Lounge is a unisex hairdresser's in both Newport and Ryde. With its experienced team of stylists, we pride ourselves in offering great-looking hair at affordable prices. Whether you are looking for expert colouring to precision cutting, at The Hair Lounge, we pride ourselves on being a forward-thinking salon, which uses the industry's leading brands and techniques to always make sure our clients look and feel their very best. Call them 01983 718584 or visit them 35 James Street in Newport. The Hair Lounge are also at 9 Cross Street in Ryde or call 01983 564447. The Hair Lounge, great hair at affordable prices.
White Crystal is an Isle of Wight charity selling still and carbonated spring water products, flavoured and water coolers, to fund care services, employment and life-enhancing opportunities for people with a range of disabilities. To see their fabulous wide range of products, go to www.whitecrystal.org.uk or call to place an order on 01983 520 128. That's 01983 520 128.
So how's it going on your traineeship? It's with CLC, isn't it? Yeah, it's great. I've been there 3 months now and I love it.
But you aren't getting paid, are you?
No, but I do have free bus travel and I've just got £100 for reaching my halfway target.
Really? That's cool. Is the job hard?
No, everyone there's so cool. They treat me like the rest of the team and not like some snotty kid.
Sounds great. The training at CLC is only one day a week, isn't it? So I guess it's not too much hassle then.
Yeah, our training advisor is a great laugh and really helpful. We have touchscreen laptops too. And I finally passed my maths. Never thought I'd be able to do that.
Maybe I should give them a call. Could they help me get into hair and beauty?
Sure. CLC can find a traineeship in almost anything. And when you finish, you get an iPad mini. Why don't you call them now? It's 01983 533 993.
Hampshire and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance. Saving lives across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. Flying 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Our helicopter is called out many times a day and we can reach anywhere within the Isle of Wight, including the helipad at St Mary's Hospital, within 20 minutes. Funded solely by donations, we rely upon the generosity of the public to keep us flying and saving lives. To see how you can help, please check out www.hiow-airambulance.org.uk.
Business Insight, a weekly programme of interviews and insights from some of the island's most respected business leaders on what drives their success, plus business news and information to help your business succeed in today's fast-paced and competitive business world. Mondays at 6:20 p.m. on The Evening Event with Darren Fernando. Also available for download and podcast online at vectisradio.com. Business Insight is brought to you by Jigsaw Sales and Marketing Consultants, driving business success.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
Much drama.
Much
drama, very wow.
I know you're not a fan of Emma Dow and the Soaks, but I just one of the reasons why I wanted to do this was because I used to be a massive fan of a lady called Dolly Skillbeck, who was she was killed off. Let me just read you the thing. I think she's still alive in real life.
In real life,
but she was my there was drama there, wasn't there? Dolly Skillbeck, played by Gene Rogers. And she was in the show for many, many years. They brought her back in 1992, and she was married to Matt, OK? And I was surprised a couple of years ago, about 10 years ago, yeah. I decided to find out about Gene Rogers and Dolly Skillbeck. So I did, and I was quite saddened to know that she did a commercial. The last work that she did was in a commercial, and it was for one of those special baths that you can sit in when you get old. How sad is that? How really sad is that?
Well, I don't think there's anything sad about getting old. I think embrace it. It's going to happen to everybody.
Yeah, I know, but you've gone from like glamorous lady to modelling in a bath for
a glamorous a glamorous old lady modelling a glamorous bath for glamorous old people.
She was a stunner. The person from the soap, I don't know this, but somebody actually said to me in the last 24 hours that Punk Mary. Do you remember Punk Mary? Now, yeah. You're too young to remember Punk Mary.
What, they, from EastEnders?
From EastEnders, yeah.
My mum used to watch EastEnders when I was really young, so I do kind of have an idea of what happened and such, and, you know. Well, like, I remember the biggest thing that was going on in the soaps for EastEnders was that Max... was it Max and...
Branning?
Yeah, and Stacey, wasn't it?
I don't know, I never watched the show.
Basically, there was a girl sleeping with her boyfriend's dad, and they were having, like, a thing together... They're about to get married.
Right.
And then Max left his missus and then kind of told his son. His son then was like, I'm going to kill you. And then kind of ended up with him leaving, with Stacey leaving, and Max just sat there like, ah, well, how can so much drama happen on one street is my question. Like, if you go to that square, you'll get just done over.
I'm waiting for the meta episode of EastEnders, which shows of that it's actually a place that the government have taken everybody who causes drama and just put them in one place. That Albert Square is actually a massive prison for all the drama causes. You pull back, look behind the curtain, and you just see, like, you know, David Cameron going, yes, that'll keep them out of the way.
Oh, do you know what? I loved old Punk Mary. She reminded me of our next door neighbour as well, but she was only in it for about 3 years, and I believe she would turn her hand to writing. She was played by Linda Davidson, and she had a bit of a falling out with Dirty Den. Do you remember Dirty Den?
I've heard of Dirty Den. I know that he's supposed to have gotten shot on like by the canal, and everybody thought he was dead.
By the what?
The canal.
I thought you said carnal.
The carnal. Shot by the carnal. He was having carnal knowledge of never mind. he was supposed to get shot by the thing, and and then he came back like 20 something years later.
Yes, he did. A few years later, it's a bit like Bobby Ewing coming back to life in the shower. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
But they were like, "Yeah, well, we never saw the body. How are you alive?" Don't ask questions. Just read the script.
She was originally from Canada. She moved to Merseyside. She now lives in London with. And she dated Nidjet Sally, who co-starred in EastEnders, and he played Ali. Do you remember? I don't know whether you go back in time enough. They had a taxi and a cafe, and he was a taxi driver. And she now has a partner, whom she has a son. But that's all the details. There's nothing here about her making a return to EastEnders. Go on. What were you saying?
I was just going to say I do not watch soaps, but I've got a surprising list of people from soaps that I'm like, okay, hang on. They actually broke out of soaps for a while and tried to make a career of it. So there's Holly Valance.
Oh, yeah.
Holly Valance, she was in Neighbours. Yeah. She was in Neighbours, and then she came out, she had like a music career for a while, and then she was trying to show up in movies and was in Hollywood and all that kind of stuff, and then all of a sudden just disappeared. There's Jennifer Ellison, who I think was from Liverpool. And she was on
Brookside.
Oh, was it Brookside?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she tried to do the whole thing off. I tried to have a music career as well for a while, and then she did the whole Lads Magazines thing.
Yeah.
And then there was Adam Ricketts, who tried to have a music career.
That's an unfortunate name, isn't it? Adam
Ricketts. I think he was mainly known for having floppy hair and a six pack.
This is Adam and his family, a little family of Ricketts.
Yeah, the fourth person I have is Michelle Ryan, who I think played...
You ain't my mother!
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I am! She was in... but not the Bionic Woman. No, it was the Bionic Woman.
She went to America. She was doing well for a while. She was the lead in the reboot of the Bionic Woman. She showed up in an episode of Doctor Who. And then, since then, nothing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. We'll come to her in a moment, but Leslie Grantham is still doing stuff. I mean, he's doing Panto most years by this. He was actually kicked out of EastEnders when he came back for the second time because he was... Den was
webcam.
Fine. Yeah, it was finally killed off in February 2005.
Dirty Den.
And that's the reason why. 10 years ago this was. Because it was all to do with the internet sex scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly in the tabloid press, but they killed him off, and the coffin lid would be nailed down shut, and he would never make a return. But he was in, I think he was referred to the new series of Doctor Who. I think he was in an episode, Army of Ghosts. So he is still doing stuff, but more than likely he's treading the boards these days. Oh. Who was the lady you just mentioned there, just before we mentioned Dirty
Michelle? Michelle Ryan.
Michelle Ryan. Now, it's a pleasure to look up a picture of Michelle Ryan and what she looks
because,
like now.
Let me see. Okay, there were the Slaters. There was a Kat Slater and there was a Zoe Slater.
Yeah.
I think she was a Zoe Slater. I really don't know.
Yeah, she plays Zoe Slater. But do you know the name of the house that they lived in?
In EastEnders?
EastEnders, yeah. Nope. Do you know that they above the door they got the glass thing and they have this lovely painting of the name and so on, and it was Ventnor.
Oh,
yeah, it was actually their house was called Ventnor. Michelle Claire Ryan, born in 1984, so she's only 31. She played the Bionic Woman, but they only wanted one series, didn't they?
Well, they made one series. There was with America, it's all about the ratings. Not enough people watched, so they cancelled it.
Yeah, which is sad because I thought she was quite good in it.
She's good.
She toured with, you know, believe this, for the final months of 2012. This is the last story we've got on her. Ryan toured with Will Young in a prediction of a production of Cabaret. This production was also on at the London's West End. So Will Young, what's happening to Will Young?
Will Young, he would totally fit in Cabaret. He would have been like the compere, like the host in Cabaret. That makes sense.
He came to the Isle of Wight, played the festival, and it was he was there when there was a lot of rain, and I mean a lot of rain. And I think he flung his wellies out to someone, and someone, you know, picked them up and so on, and made money out of it. So, but he's not had a top 10 hit in a long while as Will Young. But he's now a guy that's he's now moved over to film, isn't he?
He's been doing film for a while. I mean, but I think he's actually one of the best things to come out of those stupid shows.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. March of last year, Will Young accepted the opportunity to become a spokesperson for the non-for-profit charity organisation GAID, similar to Women Aid. GAID focuses on domestic violence in homosexual relationships. So he's still out there, still doing good stuff. Mm. And he actually came across a really decent guy too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
The one thing that, you know, made me laugh about him, and he said, I'd like to have tea with the Queen. That's what he was asked. If there was anything that he could do, I'd like to have tea with the Queen. Right, okay.
Hey, each to his own.
Exciting guy. any more on your list?
I'm thinking of TV shows that were, like, quite big in the day. Ashes to Ashes.
I love Ashes to Ashes.
It just ended, didn't it?
The sayings. Yeah, they could have taken that show to any new level. You remember Ashes to Ashes?
Yeah.
It ended, didn't it?
Keely Hawes and Philip Glenister.
Yeah. That was... Life on Mars. Did you ever see Life on Mars as well?
Yeah, I did, yeah. That was the prequel.
That was the better one, because it was slightly older. Are the phones ringing? Should we take a call?
Yeah.
Crikey. Hi, who's this?
Sorry to butt in again, mate.
That's all right. Is that Dave?
No,
John? Scatman John?
Dave from Dorset. Yeah, it's Dave from Dorchester in Dorset. Yeah. Michelle Ryan.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Michelle Ryan?
Yeah.
Is that the one that's in EastEnders?
Yeah, she was.
Tozen, have you ever seen a film called Cockneys versus Zombies?
Yes,
oh,
I have.
Oh, good Lord. I've seen bits of it. I haven't watched the whole film.
Yeah, well, it's not worth watching the whole film.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought.
Yeah, but she's in that as well, mate.
Is she?
Yeah, and also Richard Briers, and there's loads of famous faces, old people you recognise.
Yeah, I know.
I think it was just done as a Mickey take. And it's a funny film, but, you know, it's... if you got time to waste, yeah.
Okay.
Have a look at that one. Also, you want about Ali Osman?
Yes.
Have you heard of Francois Pascal?
Right.
Friends with her on Facebook.
What? You're friends with Francois Pascal?
Yeah.
Wasn't she in the one Mind Your Language?
That's just what I'm going to tell you. So was Ali Osman. She was telling me about him and being in that.
Oh, yes, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's several famous. Also, one of the guys that was in... Is it Einar Hoffman or something? He was in it.
I think you're right. They had a brilliant cast. I used to love that programme. It used to be on like a Monday at about 6:30 or something, didn't it?
What show was that? Mind Your Language?
Yeah, well, we were discussing... Yeah. Do you remember a film called Burke and Hare?
Yep.
The original Burke and Hare.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about the Simon Pegg and Andy Serkis one.
No, the original one. Francois Pascal was in that.
Oh, no.
With Darren Nesbitt, and that's how we got to know each other and started talking about it, because she was all about this old film.
Oh, wow.
And, this Francois Pascal, she's still about it, Ian.
Do you know... Sorry, what was that?
Francois Pascal. She's still around.
Well, I'm just looking. I don't know whether we've got I've got a picture of her. Yeah, it is her. It's got to be her.
Yeah.
She's... Do you know how old she is now?
She's 60-odd, I think she said.
She's 65.
That's it.
She was born in Mauritius.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's... Yeah.
I'm guessing she played the French girl on Mind Your Language, Danielle.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. And because we were discussing about Wurzel Gummidge and things like that, you know.
Oh, Wurzel Gummidge.
Wurzel Gummidge.
Go on, blimey.
Yeah, because another radio station this morning, apparently he's listed among some of the top 40 scariest characters.
Wurzel Gummidge?
Wurzel?
Yeah.
He's lovely.
Yeah, number two was the child catcher, I think.
Oh, yeah,
that's understandable.
Catcher.
Yeah, that's
totally understandable, yeah.
wasn't
he? Do you know what? She was in Coronation Street, Francois Pascal.
Francois, of course. She was in a lot of hot B movies, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, brilliant.
Hey, Ian, guess what I'm going to do tomorrow?
Go on, what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to the cinema tomorrow, and I'm going to stand outside with a dirty grey Mac on.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Mr. Grey, 50 Shades of Grey's coming out, isn't it?
Shades of Grey.
There's going to be those dirty old bog-eyed men in there, isn't there?
I'll tell you what, when I come back in, by the time I come back in, I might actually be able to let you know about that film. I might be able to review it.
I'm not interested, mate.
Because, though, I wasn't interested, but my wife wants to see it.
Yeah.
Your wife wants to see it.
I can remember going back about, not so long ago, where women used to hate men reading porn. All of a sudden, it's okay for them to do it.
Oh, well, no, the difference is that men don't read porn. Women read porn. Men look at it.
Yeah, that could be it. Yeah, you could be right.
Because
I don't think there's many pictures in that book, is there?
No, I have to admit, I have read some of that book, and it's just...
It's female porn.
It's wrong. How they try to do it is they try to describe it in a sense that it's very, ooh, that's quite naughty. But it's all wrong, because it's all about that kind of domination thing. They've got it completely wrong in it. How it's all done, it's completely wrong.
Well, yeah, but the other big hype was the other day about B&Q were stocking up on extra chains and ropes and things like that. I thought, no, you're not. This is all wrong.
Hey, look, we've got to move on, but thanks for being there, Keith.
Yeah, have a good weekend again,
and
chap.
You. Cheers, yeah. Keith. Bye. Right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, this is another one you asked about.
Niles Barkley.
Yeah.
Well, this was one of the major songs that kind of everyone knew at the time. It was in 2000s, early 2000s, late 1990s.
Yeah. Do you remember the lead singer?
God, no, I always forget his name.
Yeah, CeeLo Green.
Yeah, CeeLo Green.
Yeah, I don't know if I remember that.
Yeah, because CeeLo, he's the one who did like, well, you're driving round town with a girl I love and I'm like, forget you.
And
forget
you.
So he's still around. He's still doing stuff because Niles Barkley was him coming together with the producer Danger Mouse, I think it was.
It was Danger Mouse.
It was Danger Mouse. So essentially, Niles Barkley was never supposed to last a while. It was
like Gorillaz kind of thing.
A bit like Gorillaz, yeah.
Which is one thing I was going to say. I miss Gorillaz. They were brilliant. But yeah, with Niles Barkley, his favourite song out of all mine was Gone Daddy's Gone. Such a good song. Gone Daddy Gone, the lover's gone away.
How could you two? Good. How could you two? It's like a duet in there, isn't it? It's like
I love the Runaway one. The one. Whoa, run away! Run!
Yeah, that was a good one, yeah.
Run for your life!
Oh, brilliant. Who was the one who did Eye of the Tiger? Is he still around?
The Eye of the Tiger? Yeah, the Survivor.
Survivor.
Yeah, well, what about this one? Let's finish up with this one, because this is another one that you kind of... Here we go, they're off, look. You wanted to know about. This guy would have been out and
we
about.
Got sued by Queen.
We got sued by Queen.
They took all our money. Collaborate and listen. Us is back with a brand new edition. Something. Grab a hold of me tight.
Yeah.
And crawl like a harpoon deli and night.
Yeah.
Will ever stop, yo? I don't know. Turn up the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up stage, I walk a chump like a candle. Dance like a deadly mo.
You don't know it then. Don't know it at all then. So, what do we got here? It's Ice Ice Baby, real name. Do you know what his real name was?
No.
No, not that it matters. But he wasn't he a film star for a while?
At the height of his whole Vanilla Ice thing, they tried to cash in on the fact that he was supposed to be cool and made a film called Cool as Ice.
Right.
Which is terrible. It's essentially like, it's like a bargain basement Footloose, where he's like this city guy who rides a bicycle everywhere, and then a motorcycle, and then he goes to like this farm in the middle of nowhere. It's a stupid, stupid film. It's horrible.
His real name is, I thought I read it somewhere, his real name is Van Winkle. Winkle. Yeah.
Yeah, Van
that's,
Winkle.
That's his real name. That's unfortunate. Mr. Van Winkle is here to see you.
But just call him Vanilla.
And what is he doing now? Well, he's not doing much. I know he was in a few films and so on, but he's not really doing a massive amount at the moment. So maybe he's gone into semi-retirement with his Van Winkle.
He was in this... His biggest film appearance, he was in the second Turtles movie.
Was he?
He was in the second Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
What a claim to fame.
Well, it's the best thing he's done on film.
And didn't there, weren't there two idiots that, let's finish up with this one, because it kind of leads on nicely. There were two people that ripped that song off on The X Factor, wasn't there? Two twins. What are they doing now?
I don't want to know, because if you ask, they might have a comeback.
Jedwood. Was it
Jedwood? No, don't talk about
that. Don't say their name. Don't say
their
name.
You'll summon them. Or the Jonas Brothers. Don't say anything like that.
You will summon them from wherever dark recess of the netherworld they are in, right?
Oh, too late. They're there. They got there. Did you remember the from Harry Enfield, the Double Take Brothers?
Oh.
With the hair. Oh, the hair stuck up on end. So are they still going? They are. Oh, crikey. They were born in 1991. Same year he had a hit with Ice Ice Baby, more or less. And they are still around there. John and Edward Grimes. They've had a few hits. A few hits. And that's about it, really. It doesn't really say much about
they've
what they're
They've had
up
a
to
few
now.
Hits and Kevin Little's only had one.
Yeah.
There's no justice in the world. No justice.
They appeared in the first semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest last year, and they were awarded highest hair and biggest shoulder pads as part of the Eurovision Book of Record segments. What a fantastic
Congratulations.
Way. Yeah, well done.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Ireland must be so proud.
And that's where we'll leave it. Thank you, gentlemen. Thoroughly enjoyed today. Thank you for being there.